It's the 99p challenge! Yes, I'm Sue Perkins, and this is the 99p challenge. Like everything else at the BBC these days, we're fully interactive. Any time during the show, you could press the red button on your radio, and your radio will turn off. And if you're listening to this in another country on the internet, still means you've got to pay your licence fee, you freeloading expat scum. So, everybody, hello, and welcome to the show, and a big hello to tonight's contestants, who are, in no particular order, Rob Rouse, Nick Frost, Amanda Iannucci, and Peter Serafinowicz. Try that lot in a spelling bee. Now we've got the polite dinner party introductions out of the way, let's just get drunk and start shouting at one another. Now, speed dating's all the rage these days. You meet dozens of potential partners in the space of an hour, and believe me, it works. It's said to speed babies, born later the same evening, and speed trial separations, lasting 28 seconds, followed by speed patching it together, because you'll never find anyone better at your age, let's face it. Tonight, I'm speed dating, and you are all my suitors. So, woo me fast, woo me quick. Armando.
Hi, Sue. I like country rambling, arguing, hitting, panicking, burying, and fleeing.
Hi, Sue. I'm a little bit nervous. I've never done the speed dating thing before, but here goes.
Just slow down. Hi, Sue. You're lovely. I think I fell for you the moment I saw you. I mean, I'm totally in love with you. I think I want to marry you. Although, suddenly, this is very serious. I don't want anything heavy. I know when we first met, there was a spark, a magic, and I'll be honest, that's gone. Where did it go, Sue? Now we're just two people talking. We're virtually strangers. Oh, Sue, this isn't working out. Sorry, I think it's best if we just move on. Goodbye.
And I almost loved you.
I'm ugly on the inside, too.
Okay, right, well, in case things go really well, I've brought along a tattooist.
Hello, Sue. I'm a little bit new to this speed dating thing, but anyway, here goes. Okay, this vase, I'd say probably 1640, 1650. Okay, this painting, 18th century, definitely.
To be honest, this powder could be coke or anthrax.
Now, Sue, before we start, one of my legs is very, very slightly longer than the other two. Now, is that a problem?
Okay, can I just start by getting a quick look at your teeth?
I've recently split up with someone, but I promise I won't start comparing you to her. I mean, how could I? She's incredible.
Oh, hang on. Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to be the footballer Gary Speed.
Hello, Sue. I'm a little bit new to this speed dating thing, so anyway, here goes. Okay, the film Speed was released in 1996. Right, Speed 2. It didn't start here.
Look, someone has to be Hitler's son.
And what a wonderful evening it's been. I'm going to marry you all forthwithly. And here's my dowry. At the end of that, Peter and Rob have got 3 pence, Armando's got 5 pence, and Nick Frost has got 6 pence. This round is about mobile phones. Since mobile phones first appeared, they got smaller, smaller, then lately bigger and wider. A lot like Chandler from Friends. Actually, in America, mobiles are known as cells, and thus they're rounded up on suspicion of terrorism and made to wear silly orange boiler suits. But this round, I want everyone to get out their spanking new mobiles, tell me exactly what new features they've got. Armando, tell me.
Well, I've got one. Have you got this feature where it can barbecue all unwanted callers? And I'm always very embarrassed when my phone goes off because it plays all the dialogue to The Godfather.
Does that begin? When you get a call, does it say, "I believe in America"?
Yeah. Right the way through to the baptism ending.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, Nick, how about you? What are your new features?
I think I'd probably like a future phone that you sit inside and you dial 1-800-UP and the phone hovers a bit. And then you can dial 1-800 into space, please, now, phone, and it blasts you into the furthest reaches of this or any galaxy. But bring your charger. because you are shafted if you can't get back.
And reception there is actually better than in central London. New features for phones, please, Rob.
Yeah, I've got one too that comes with a free roll of Sellotape, so you can actually just attach it to your head, rather like a kind of a Bluetooth unit without... Well, it makes you look equally as much of a tool as if you're wearing a Bluetooth.
Is that possible?
Not quite, but we're working on it.
Use Bluetooth. Look like a plum. So, Peter, how about you?
I've got Bluetooth, but that's because my dentist is unlicensed. But anyway, phone. I think a good phone would be one that had a little spout on it and you could download a cup of tea. And, of course, it would be made by T-Mobile. Now, but incidentally, T-Mobile, this is a mispronunciation because it's a Yorkshire company, it's pronounced T-Mobile.
On my mobile, right, if I've used my mobile so much that the cancerous lump on the side of my head gets to a certain size, it touches a sensitive pad on the mobile that speed dials the nearest doctor.
NHS Direct?
Oh, yes.
They'll recommend Nurofen.
going slightly off the subject, I suffer from asthma, and I can now stave off asthma attacks with a Ventolin inhaler that spurts out Ventolin to the tune of Who Let the Dog Out?
Just call NHS Direct.
I think mobiles for Christians in the future will be shaped like a crucifix, and they'll have a sin card. whenever you do a sin, it automatically dials Christ, and he says, "What are you doing?"
I've got a British-made mobile here as well. I like to support British engineering. I'll just bring it out. It's pretty easy to handle. And it's got a state-of-the-art Betamax video recorder attached to it.
Just an interesting thing happened. I was at a Bruce Springsteen concert, which ended with everyone using their mobiles to ring home and get their friends to send them, by their mobiles, photos of cigarette lighters to hold up on their mobiles.
I think future phones will have a Burberry scanner. So it scans for Burberry caps worn by tearaways. And once it's found the hooligan, it phones them and it says, buck your ideas up a bit, will you? Life's not all about scooters and minor hashish deals. Is it? Try a bit of sushi once in a while. It's not too bad, you know? Save up, do something, go on a kibbutz. There are other ways. You don't have to be like your dad, Martin. And he hangs up, he says, what's all that about? And then he gets his bill, and he has been charged for that call.
EasyJet do a directory inquiries where they found it's actually cheaper to fly you to the address that you want the phone number of.
And so let us dish out the coinage. At the end of that round, I'm giving Rob 4 pence, I'm giving Armando 4 pence, Peter's got 5p, and Nick's got a total of 6 pence. Life seemed so peaceful at the start of the 21st century. People of Britain went about their business, trimming hedges, listening to jolly entertainments on BBC Radio 4. Little did they know that at the same time, on the other side of the galaxy, the evil Galactic Federation had met to plot their destruction. And as we all know, the more evil and super-intelligent the alien, the bigger the collar, the pointier the head. There they sit on their needlessly triangular chairs, hovering above the ground on invisible force fields. And just some chair legs would do the job better. Anyway, for this round, let's join them. What say you, Armantis of Nuccia, destroyer of worlds?
One of our Lawrence Llewellyn Bowens is operating successfully on planet Earth. Let us proceed with a fleet of 10,000 more.
Can you just clarify something for me? The droid known as Linda Barker, is she also of your number?
Ah, we have already landed 10,000 Linda Barkers.
Yes, and they're all advertising curries every time you switch on the television.
Yeah, hello, it's Alan here from the caretaking department. I was just wondering, it's about pest control, and I was wondering whether we could change our method of operation. It's tragic when you see a little clanger caught in a mousetrap.
Oh, sorry, does nobody speak Venusian?
I'm not fluent, but... And so it went on for up to 17 hours.
As a result of our sun going supernova, employees will be allowed during the spell of hot weather to loosen their ties.
Some bad news. Due to a misunderstanding, a fleet of Mongrian destructor ships from the spectral arm of Ursa Minor have merely destroyed the offices of the Roman Catholic newspaper, The Universe. And not everything, as we had previously thought.
Quick one. We need to discuss E.T.'s phone bill.
Catering would like to apologise to the population of the planet Crouton for putting it in some soup. And just to say that the theme for this year's Christmas party is Daleks and Doctors.
Hello, it's Alan here again from caretaking. I was just wondering if Ming, when he goes to the lavatory, could he please put the 8 toilet seats back down?
We have run out of money to repair the hole in the space-time continuum. Where on earth are we going to get 24 Earth pounds?
As you can see from this spreadsheet, the rebels have been crushed.
We have 50,000 destroyer ships circling planet Earth. Soon, everyone on the planet will cower in fear at the name of the Diddy Men.
Now spell tree.
Do you like my coat? It's made out of Ewoks.
At the end of that round, let me give out some pence. I'm going to give Peter 6, Rob 7, Nick 7 and Armando 8p. Yeah. Now, Britain is a country steeped in history, full of crumbling ruins. Carnarvon Castle, Bobby Robson, our children's schools. Ow! Hurt myself with some satire there. What of our stately homes? Imagine you inherited one. Imagine it's in a bit of a state, it being a stately home, and you have to open up some new attractions to pull in all the visitors. Now, Hampton Court's got a maze. Alton Towers has got a lovely gift shop there. But what would your stately home have, Peter?
Oh, a kissing leopard.
Okay, Rob, what would I do for an afternoon of chinless fun at your gaff?
Well, you could try on a pair of Mr. Darcy trousers, which we hand out the door, which allow you to parade around the gardens talking to a lady, looking as if you're about to pass an egg.
Are those trousers pre-wetted?
They are pre-wetted, but can come pre-dried.
Nick, what have you got up your sleeve?
A safari park. No, well, it's quite a simple idea. Here's the twist. Paying punters are free to roam the vast escarpment while the animals are driven around in a coach.
Amanda, what do you suggest attraction-wise?
Does that mean you could get businessmen jumping on your car?
Yeah.
And pooing on your wing mirror.
That's what they normally do anyway, don't they? Yeah.
And then when you leave, you can have a sticker that says, I've seen the Lloyd's traders at Longleat.
yeah, I'm going to open up upper-class adultery world, a theme park devoted to the slack sexual morals of most of the upper class and members of the royal family, but with the emphasis on entertainment for the kids. I haven't thought it all through, but I do know that for £5 you can play a game of Camilla Parker bowling, where you get points for how quickly you leave a beautiful wife and devoted mother for a woman with the shape of a Skittle.
You could have pop stars on the roof. Brian May did it on top of Buckingham Palace. Yeah. Maybe you could have Peter Andre just sitting in the chimney. I've not really thought that through, because he's so greasy he'd probably slip down.
I was at Rome at the weekend for a weekend break, and I was impressed by the Sistine Chapel. So what I would do is I'd have a chapel and get a famous artist to decorate it with, not with the Last Judgment, something very British, so scenes from the life of Leslie Grantham. from the killing right up to the pleasuring himself across the web dressed as Captain Hook.
Here we are in the library, and if you look up, you can see a scene from Fort Boyard. When Leslie Grantham is locked in a wheel cage and pulled through by midgets.
Perhaps you could join Leslie Grantham as he takes you through the gardens where you look at the display of pubic topiary.
And on pubic topiary we must end.
Oh, no! I've got a good one.
Where have you been?
All right. Tetris Manor. His only stately home built out of Tetris blocks. And you can build it yourself, but you can't complete a wall, otherwise it disappears.
Foot and mouth world. You've got a ticket that also gets you into Scrapey Kingdom.
At the end of that, I'm going to give Rob 7, I'm giving Peter 7, I'm giving Armando 8, and Nick's got 10p. Children today just don't know how lucky they are. Growing up now, they can play online poker or hack into the Pentagon. My day, all we had to play with was string. But oh, the things we could do with it. Spin the string, jump the string, pin the string on the other string. String up the poor kid. It came string-operated talking dolls, ushering in the modern string era. How exciting it was. OK, I want the panel to be my talking action figures. Holes have been drilled into their upper spines just before the show, all through which small pieces of wire have been attached to their larynx. So, you can either be dolls or action men, whatever you choose, but let's see what Nick's got to say when I pull his string.
I love you too much, Mummy.
Rob, I'm going to yank your chain now.
This mow is knackered.
Peter, talk to me.
That's not my string.
Oh, my God, it's come off in my hand. Amanda.
We find Dr. Shipman guilty.
When you go to sleep, I'll come alive and eat your heart. Ah, the string's round my neck.
For booking and film times, pull the hash string.
Cashier number 4.
Nicholas Witchell, BBC News, outside the Humberside gas explosion.
If you prize off the moulded blue pants, my will is in that bit.
Hello, I'm Terry Wogan. Let's do the Atkins diet together.
You have pulled a string.
Error 404, speech not found.
Hey, Leslie, wheelbarrows are down in price at home.
That's the end of that round, so let's award some pence. I'm just going to smash open my piggy bank. Oh, dear. Terrible mistake. Wrong one. Let's try again. That's more like it. Let's give out the P at the end of that round. I'm going to give Nick 5 pence, Armando 6, Peter 7, and Rob a magnificent 8p. Sports. As a nation, we're obsessed by it. Every weekend, we pull on our football shirts or rugby shirts, and then we go and watch it all in a pub. But the rules for these games were made up by a load of Victorians, the kind of dreadful people who sent poor, innocent boys up inside their own top hats to clean them. Is it time to change a few of the rules? Wouldn't angling be a bit less one-sided if we gave the fish guns? Special gill-operated guns. I've thought about it. I need to talk about it with someone. But hey, enough of me. What else could we improve in the world of sport? Rob.
How about in football you dig a massive trench in the middle of the pit, so it quite literally is a game of two halves.
Nick?
In boxing matches, maybe things could be livened up with the inclusion of a third random fighter.
Like a sort of Darius Vassell, but with fists. And how about you, Peter?
I think a good sport would be if you had to disentangle the Olympic rings.
Amanda?
I think during the 100 metres, runners should be allowed to phone a friend. And in Formula One racing, replace drivers with pigs and cars with ice cream vans.
I think they should rename football feetball, because you actually use both foots, don't you? Or, if you want, keep it as football but the players can only use one foot.
In table tennis, replace ping-pong balls with piglets. And to slow down men's tennis, all singles players should play with scythes.
This is quite a silly idea. How about you get loads of really finely trained and honed athletes and make them do, like, just a massive long swim, right, just wearing their pants, right? And then when they think they've finished swimming, right, they think they've finished swimming in their pants, they have to get on a bike and ride that, just, like, for ages, right, but still in their pants. Oh, brilliant. And then when they put the bikes in the bike rack, they have to do a really long run just in their pants. Oh, pants.
In show jumping, horses should genuinely jump over shows.
Well, like EastEnders and stuff.
Well, I meant musical.
Me and my girl.
Yes. Mamma Mia.
You know. I think in the javelin, you could attach a string to the javelin, so, you know, it's easy to get it back. There was something else I thought of as well. It was really funny.
Was it hop, skip, and marathon? In greyhound racing, the dogs should chase and then eat a Playboy bunny. Or in really important races, Hugh Hefner. In fox hunting, ban it. It's a pipe dream, I know. But
In darts, replace the metal darts with hummingbirds. So... The emphasis is more on, like, the training and nurturing of them. You sort of blow them, and then on the board, you have different nectars, like the triple 20 is rose, and then around the outside is honeysuckle. Mm.
Instead of a hummingbird in the crafty cockney's fat digits. It's a beautiful thing.
Should be allowed to have the pole vault at the end of a high diving board. And in the hurdles and the high jump, you're allowed to use Concorde.
I think fencing should be just that. another cricket one, but I think in every over, one bowl should be an egg bowled. And if the egg survives the delivery, everyone wins.
I think in most track events, players should quite literally run against a clock.
The 1 meter dash.
I think Crown Green bowling really needs livening up. Perhaps they could walk out to kind of loud rock music. Remember the old David Bryant, one of Britain's best ever bowlers, always used to play smoking a pipe. And we had a book at our school called Keeping Fit for Bowls with David Bryant, which actually we saw David Bryant in a 70s Adidas tracksuit in a yoga position, still smoking his pipe.
And that's the end of the sporting round. So, of course, it's time for everyone to get their bungs. And in a sealed envelope, I'm providing Rob with 1 pence. Peter's getting 3 pence. Nick's getting 10p. But Amanda's getting 13 pence. And that sound tells me, oh, it's time to buy my dad aftershave. It also tells me that was the final round. So let's total up the totals on the totaliser, see who's totally total the opposition. And in fourth place, already exceeding the expectations of a lot of people here, with a blisteringly weak 40 pence, it's Rob Rouse. In third place, with exactly 41p, it's Peter Serafinovich. And my goodness, can we just check this? We have a tie for first place, completely unprecedented, except for the 3 times it's already happened before in previous series. With 44 pence each, it's Amanda Iannucci and Nick Frost. So we were going to sort of decide it a bit like that bit in Women in Love, where at the end Alan Bates and Oliver Reed wrestled naked in front of a fire. But then we thought, no, we're going to do something even dirtier than that. So Armando and Nick, you must now go head to head for the 99p clean swearing contest. Clean swearing! Clean swearing! Clean swearing! It's fun for the kids and the mums! That's available on vinyl. You've got 30 seconds to profane each other witless whilst not using any actual swear words. For every real swear word you utter, 1 pence will be docked from the 99p jackpot, and this programme will be fined £5,000 by the Broadcasting Standards Authority. And the pressure's all on me. On your marks, get set, swear!
you spasmic dilder.
Suck my clog, Fudvalve.
Sit on my facts, you Dimbleby.
You long-haired communist fag.
Go chop up a log, you forester.
Drink my dust, engine eyes.
Flicking mother, father.
You twap.
Your mother knits socks in Hull. Cottagist.
You look like Dustin G.
Oh, flip.
Oh. Gah. Well, me, that was close. But tonight's 99p winner is Nick Frost. And there's just time, Apple, for a Apple. Derren Brown type psychological experiment. Clear your mind and think of a fruit. The fruit that Apple you are thinking of, Apple, is a Satsuma. How does she do it? I'm not telling. Good night.
That was the 99p Challenge, presented by Sue Perkins with Rob Rouse, Armando Iannucci, Peter Serafinowicz and Nick Frost. It was raised on Scraps by Andy Riley, Kevin Cecil, John Holmes and Tony Roach, and produced by David Tyler. The programme was a positive production for the BBC.